What's up, guys? I am Caleb Giddings. You're watching Gun Day Brunch. That's Keith. We're sponsored by Taurus and friggin' Bleecker Street. Nailed it.
Nailed it. We're
Nailed
getting
it.
back into this. We're
Nailed the
back in the
intro.
saddle again.
Back at it. I got my ring light set up again so you can actually see me. I've got, the Gen Z recording microphone. By the way, I have noticed that there are exactly two types of microphones that you see in social media content these days. You see people with a wired headphone like this because it works, or everybody and their sister has those DJI Bluetooth microphones that they all like clip to their hats or something like that. And I have to say this, okay? Does it provide good sound quality? Yes. Are videos objectively better with good sound quality? Also, yes. Do you look like an asshole with that microphone clips to your hat? Yes, you do. Anyway,
You look like
that's
an absolute
you really do.
goober.
Speaking of goobers, I have to walk back some mean shit I said back in the day. So, the big news, I don't know if it's big news, we all kind of saw it coming, was that Gun Owners of America has filed what they are calling their big, beautiful lawsuit. Hate that name, but it's kind of
The
funny.
BBL,
Yeah.
which is just as terrible as
But it's
the
almost tongue
BBB.
in cheek, right? Like they have
Oh,
to
yeah.
know. There's got to be like a millennial or a Gen Z guy in there who's like, you guys know what a BBL is, right? Like we're doing this because it's funny. So anyway.
I can absolutely appreciate people doing shit for the bit,
Yeah.
as well as like progressing real shit. Like the BBL, if it works the way that we want it to, will be excellent progress for us. So good on them. But also for the memes, man, like for the bit, absolutely. I appreciate this energy.
And so basically, to give you guys a very 10,000 foot view of what the lawsuit is about, it's basically saying that, well, since you guys got rid of the actual tax on guns, then the entire NFA is pointless. So yeet that thing too,
Yeah,
which
like
would be,
a $0 tax is not a tax, my guy.
yeah, a zero
It's
dollar. Yeah,
beef.
I don't know what a $0 tax is. That's like, I'm gonna
Hi.
imagine, but. Before we get into the $0 tax and what that could possibly look like for us in the industry, I need to say I'm sorry to Gun Owners of America because back in the day, and I do mean back in the day, like 20, 15, 20 years ago, and this is one of those things
Yeah,
where
we're
like
old now.
Gen Z gun owners and like very young millennials will not understand this. They don't understand
No,
this
they're
time frame. So, like 15 to 20 years ago, Gun Owners of America was a joke. It was a clown show. The only thing that they did was say, the NRA is compromising your rights. You should support us and give us money. And then they never did anything of that mattered with that money. I think they filed a couple of amicus briefs, which I could file an amicus brief. So, amicus briefs are nothing. All right. And I will stand on that hill. But GOA has freaking changed as an organization. They are filing lawsuits. They're winning. They actually got bad laws struck down in Texas and a couple of other states. Like they have their own convention now. We're actually sending we're sending the booth down to the Gun Owners of America Action League, whatever. That's I think it's called GOAL. Anyway, we're sending the booth down there. I'm not going. I got other stuff to do that weekend. But like they've gone from like this, ha-ha, we're just, hanging out like a hair on a biscuit, calling the NRA compromisers. And they're like a legit pro-gun organization that's doing legit things for the space. Right, Paul, who just joined the call? Paul's like, what happened? What do you mean, right, Paul?
Are we live?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah, we're recording.
Oh, well, hey, can I show off what I just got back from the shop?
Is that a suppressor?
Yep, first one, literally like first one ever. It took about 30 hours or so, but
It
we
took
made it.
30
We
hours to get
were
that
just
approved.
talking about brand new younger millennial fucking gun owners and them not having to deal with that early 2000 bullshit the
30 hours to
way we
get a
did.
suppressor
30
approved?
hours, not
I'm
months,
gonna throw myself off a
hours.
fucking bridge. I really should go buy a suppressor. But anyway, what we were saying, Paul, just to get you looped in, is we were talking about how Gun Owners of America has filed their lawsuit, calling it the Big Beautiful Bill. And I was talking about how we have gone from a place where Gun Owners of America did absolutely fuck all for gun rights, 15, 20 years ago, other than say the NRA sucked, to being like a legit pro 2A advocacy organization that is making a difference. And I was basically going on record to be like, I'm sorry for all the shit I talked. It was true when I talked it, but it's not true anymore. And you guys are awesome now. So hats off to Gun Owners of America for, being fucking cool.
And
Good
all
stuff.
hail the BBL.
The
We love
PBL.
BBLs.
Yeah, I mean,
Sorry,
BBL means completely different things to different people. Oh,
we're pretty sure they
we
had a
covered
millennial in the room when they named it that.
that.
All right, so, but moving on from the BBL, let's assume that the BBL will fail. All right, that the lawsuit, that it'll be. Hang on. Speaking of failed BBLs, okay, so one time I was
I didn't
living
know
in
you do
Miami
that
and
kind
I was catching a flight from Miami to a work event. So I'm sitting up in first class and there's this girl sitting next to me. And as soon as the plane gets over 10,000 feet, she unbuckles her seatbelt, turns around and gets out of the seat and gets down on her knees in like the area between the seats with her arms resting on the seat in front of her with her head down. And I look over her and like I normally don't talk to people on planes, especially when they're doing weird shit, right? But I had a question and I said, M Miss, are you fucking okay? And she's like, I just got a BBL in Miami and it really hurts to sit down on it, but I'm flying back to fucking wherever it was we were going. I think I was connecting through Dallas. So anyway, I was just like, it's the most fucking Miami thing that's ever happened to me. Anyway, that's the B
This is in fact a very Miami coded Florida man event.
I'm like, okay, well, and she stayed like that for the majority of the trip. The flight attendants gave her a little pillow to rest her knees on. And now I could make an uncharitable comment about her seeming like the sort of girl that was familiar with being on her knees, but I would never say anything like that, guys.
Yeah.
That's no. Nah, never. Anyway,
BBL economics. All right. So,
let's talk about
$0 taxes, guys.
$0 tax stamps.
Taxes that aren't taxes.
Paul, did you pay the tax stamp for the suppressor or was it a $0 one?
No, I had to pay for the tax stamp and everything. I did that 2 weeks ago on Silencer Shop. Then
Mm.
waited for the paperwork, got approved Monday afternoon, and then I got an email this morning that I was ready to go. So I went to pick it up and then got myself a Costco glitzy.
Now, I will say, as I am sitting in my classroom at the back of my local gun store, because I'm here being tempted by a very competitively priced Aimpoint and Sons of Liberty 11.5 combo that I have not
Ooh.
yet chosen to buy, but there's still time in the
Wait, how
day.
many 11.5s do you have right now?
Actually, none.
What?
I have an
I
11.5.
do not have any 11.5s. I
So you've got
have
an 11.5 and a 12.5. How are
I have a
you?
12.5. I have an 8.5.
Matter of fact, here.
I sold my last 11.5 to my accountant because he had nothing. And I was like, here, this will work.
This
And
12.5.
then I built an 11.5 for another coworker recently, which ate up the 11.5 parts I had been collecting. And on top of that, this 11.5 is front sight base, FSB 11.5. And that do be a vibe because that's the era of GY where Caleb and I come from. So it is an FSB 11.5, and it would absolutely maybe scratch the itch I have for a RIS 2 or a RIS 3 FSB build that's been building in my mind, and I priced out as more expensive than what this gun is. So.
Trying to find the H&R XM 175 because I don't actually know what the barrel length it is. Here it is. All right, this is the one I have.
177, I
I
think,
have I've
is.
got the so mine is a 10. I take that back because I bought the last year. Yeah,
Yeah, you're.
last year
Yeah,
shortly before
that's
I
a 10
deployed.
or a 10.5. Yeah.
I bought the 10-inch Commando XM 177 clone. That is a pistol with a brace. Yeah. It is.
I got a pistol with a fucking brace. It's awesome.
No, I mean, Paul,
Yes.
you should see the brace on these H&R pistols. It's
The ones that look exactly like 177 stocks with
It's
just like the toe shaved down a little.
really
Oh, is it?
poignant. Like,
The
even
one
my
that's on
mind's like, let's
the
just say
same one
I.
that's on the BOE 9mm that they're selling?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yep, yeah, it's the exact same one that's on the DOE gun. So anyway, tax stamps.
$0 tax stamps. I would immediately stamp that gun come January 1 because $0, why the fuck not?
Is that when it goes into effect? Is 1
Yes,
January?
January 1 is the start date right now. For industry folks, so you guys are seeing this on Sunday, most of these programs should have kicked off live. I know Silencer Shop is doing one and a few others. Shout out to Silencer Shop for doing this, by the way, is a lot of companies are going to start a deferred lane for the processing of these stamps. So you can pick now if you don't want to wait because you're an impatient fucker like me, and be like, fuck it, $200, I don't want to wait. Or if you are a delayed gratification person and do not have ADHD like I do, you can pick the lane to have it file January 1st, but you will have a can in hand. You will have a serial number, everything will be ready. So the stamp can drop on Jan 1 when it's $0. This is a good idea, and it should, one, keep sales going of the cans in the meantime, and two, it will future-proof you as an individual against the inevitable depletion of supply that is going to come after that
Oh,
fact.
Lord.
Probably a price increase too.
Oh yeah,
Gosh, not
they price. We
necessarily.
are gonna.
Well,
We're. It might. I don't think it's going to be as bad as people assume, because some people are looking back at like the 2010, 2012 era. Like the Obama years and the Obama run on ARs, where prices went absolutely fucking insane, and guns that should have run in the 800 to $1,000 range were going for twice that or more. You could find like Sport Twos for $19.99 on GunBroker, and they were fucking moving. It was a wild time. I don't think suppressors are going to get that bad, but I think what we're going to see for the most part is where stuff was priced competitively, everything's going to sell at MSRP at least for a while. Maybe a little elevated above MSRP, but I bet everything goes for sticker for a while, just due to supply, just due to demand.
To be fair, having access to business analytics for the market, suppressors had not softened the way the general gun market had, right? Like suppressors have
No.
been going strong, and the fact that, we were getting same day or, 30-hour turnaround times on them has only helped that. I think that from a purely logistics, so from a purely process standpoint, my understanding is that everything that you do to buy a suppressor is going to stay exactly the same, except you're not going to pay the government an extra $200.
Correct.
For a lot of people, and I think where you're going to see the, I don't think that that will change people's decisions to do things like buy an $800 can. I think the people that were going to buy an $800 can are still going, were, people that weren't going to buy an $800 can when there was a $200 tax stamp still aren't going to do it. But what I think you're going to see is a huge run on your 22 suppressors and kind of your suppressors in that like
Anything in that $200
$400
to $400 range is going to get just ate up.
Because when you think about like a $400 suppressor, you add a $200 tax stamp, that's a 50% price increase that you're
Right.
dealing with, right? If I.
And you can get some legitimate cans. They just tend to be heavier. Like why HMs are in that price range. Like you can get a Yankee Hill in that price range. Yankee Hills are just bricks. They're built like bricks. They're durable as hell, but they're heavy. But if you don't care about it because you're throwing it on like PSA Saber or something like that, something else that you got at a fairly low price point, then you're going to be like, hell yeah, 50% less cost outlay to get this thing. Wait times are low. So we're going to see a lot of that. I also suspect we are going to see more people offer those $200 and $400 type cans that are just inexpensively thrown together. They're not going to be the most durable thing on the planet. They're not going to be the lightest thing on the planet. So all the boutique level stuff that's in that, $800 to $1,800 price range that we see. That's probably going to stay fairly steady in the consumer market as it is. But your less pricey stuff is going to get hot, and people are going to spin up to start servicing that market.
I do think that we'll see, and I mentioned this previously, we'll see kind of a similar boom that we had with AR manufacturers during the Obama era, the post Sandy Hook shooting, where you had everybody and their brother suddenly was making an AR. And you're going to get a lot of people trying to spool up in that sub 400 suppressor range, which I think is great. I think, I just
I
also.
will throw out there for people who are looking to do that, the cautionary tale of what did we just see with Anderson Manufacturing?
R.I.P. to a
Right?
real one.
There are expiration dates on all these things, ladies and gentlemen. So if you are considering entering the market, have more plans than just do this, because this will stop at some point. This
Oh, Lord,
next boom is going to stop at some point.
if we could have the conversation about this will stop at some point and explain to people in not just our industry, but lots of industries that, hey, sales trends are just trends, guys. Like, we can't operate like COVID is going to be forever, like the Obama era was going to be forever, and everybody right now is carrying so much inventory that it's crazy, in terms of guns and ammo and stuff, which is it's a tough time. It's one of those where
Yes,
like
we got
you
through the COVID arc. Sales are down. Economic uncertainty is always kind of fun. How about them new tariff letters that got published today?
Oh, I didn't
If
see
you're watching
those.
or listening to this, if you're listening to this, yes, today. If you're watching this on Sunday, like 4 days ago. And I'm sure we don't use copper in anything, so the 200% tariff on copper will be fine.
200% tariff on copper?
That's what I read. I don't know if it was in one of the six letters that got pushed today,
Trump's
but
14
that
hours
was one
ago.
that got quoted.
There you go. 14 hours ago, Trump says 50% tariff on copper imports is coming and threatens 200 on pharmaceuticals.
Oh, that's right. Pharmaceutical. So the good drugs, 200% on the good drugs. It's only 50% on copper. I got it mixed up, guys. I'm sure we don't use copper in anything, and we don't need pharmaceuticals.
Ah, what a time to be alive. But hey, no tax on suppressors.
No taxes on
Yay.
suppressors and SBRs and SBSs and
And
AOWs.
SBRs, and that's right, and SBRs and SBSs. Man, I'm gonna form one my freaking commando like tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow,
Yep.
but
Jan
January
January.
1st. Form one. Boop, put a real stock on it. Be done with that one.
That's probably what's happening to me today as soon as I get off this
What else do I
podcast. I'm gonna go get a gun that I don't need.
have that I
Another
want
one.
to form one? I love to form one in SBRs. I have
I'm gonna form one
gone.
that Kuna I just got.
Yeah. I have.
Maxwell's new stock for that is so legit. The UCS.
When
Sorry.
I when e-forms became like a legit thing and was easy to work with, I was like, I can just do this all online and then mail
Yep.
them my fingerprints
Now
and
you can upload two files, one of face and one of fingerprints, and it's
I
done. On top of
know.
that, your EFT for your fingerprints don't expire. So.
Oh, do I have my old EFT for my fingerprints? I bet I do. EFT. Yeah. That's great.
Paul, just getting into the NFA world, you are living it. This is seriously a what a time to be alive for the NFA. We are on the cut. If let's we've played the advocacy of let's say the BBL fails and we just get stuck with $0 taxes and we're risking, the next administration raising the prices or trying to get more things on the NFA because now it's free. There's a lot of potential things that could happen. But let's see everything goes right. The BBL passes. We get that big, beautiful booty of no more NFA for the conventional firearms. It only exists for machine guns and explosives now, which then we can start attacking that because I should have the option to go full happy switch, and you should too. But if we get those four key groups out of the NFA completely, and they're just Title I guns now, probably 21 and up, but we'll see. Probably be classified as handguns and not rifles, but again, we shall see. So BBL goes through, we win. No more NFA for all those common items. Then we get access to a lot of the stuff that's been very standard around the world because they have different registration schemes. So all the cool SKUs that were basically out of our reach because it wasn't practical because you had to deal with the NFA, those just become things now. We can get all the goofy barrel lengths we want. We can get all the standard sizes. We can build things optimized around the barrel length and the ammunition rather than the NFA and the definition of a rifle or shotgun, because everything's just firearms. And what a world of optimization we could get into with that. We're going to see some crazy optimized. We're going to have some hardcore math autists go down the rabbit hole on finding just like perfect barrel lengths for everything, and then it's not going to matter, and it's going to be a beautiful thing.
I can see your
I'm
tip
here for
trembling
it.
right now.
I am here for it. Optimized barrels, all the things. Perfect powder burns, perfect rifle twists. Let's go.
Does sound kind of hot.
Or yeah, but what's really going to happen is here, I'm going to be the Debbie Downer now, is the BBL is going to fail. The NFA will still be around. The Republicans will lose the midterms in 2026. Nothing will happen because Trump will have veto power over crazy bills.
We'll get a locked legislature for the next 2 years because that's what. Now, guys, we're not Debbie Downing. Caleb is not Debbie Downing this. This is historically what happens when one side wins the presidency and the Senate and the House is 2 years later they lose the House. It's just very normal. That usually happens.
Yeah, because people, the sort of hardcores that vote in midterm elections will go out and be like, you know what? Fuck them putos. They didn't do anything. And you will get voter dissatisfaction from conservatives, who will be like, hey, what I wanted suppressors just gone off the NFA. Fuck you. I'm not voting for you. Which is a perfectly morally and ethically justifiable thought process that I support. However, the friggin' so yeah, we're definitely gonna lose the House in 2026 and possibly the Senate. Senate's always dicey to kind of figure out
We're currently
where.
projected to hold on to the Senate based on the races that are going to be up, but that could change depending on, I don't know, the craziness that comes with tariffs and the economy. And it's like all it t like we only have 50. So we have 51 thanks to JD Vance. We have 50. So like if just one or two key races go blue, then we lose the House too, which again results in a deadlock for 2 years as the Congress is blue and the presidency is red, and we deal with the lame duck that is. And but then we have to fight the battle in 28 for the presidency in 29. And whatever Republican successor that Trump appoints as like, here's the next guy, is going to have to deal with all the same stuff and some dissimilar stuff, but all the stuff that Kamala Harris couldn't deal with and then lost to Donald Trump, is going to happen to whoever, whether it's JD Vance or somebody else, whatever red version of Kamala Harris gets pushed forward as this is the next Trump. We're going to see that same craziness in reverse. So it's going to be an interesting time trying to keep either of the congressional houses red and the presidency red over the next few years, which
Well,
means.
and one of the problems that we are going to that, and here's one of the things that why I really want the BBL to succeed or to at least succeed in a way so that it becomes law that the tax on these suppressors can't be changed, or the tax cannot be changed from zero to da 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 da. Because if you paid attention to the hearings, the few people that actually cared about the NFA issue on the other side of the aisle pointed out that if you adjusted $200 for inflation from 1934 for inflation to today, it was some insane number, right? It
Like
had
five
like
grand
a,
or something.
yeah,
It's $5,000.
it has a comma in it, all right? I don't, that's big enough. It has a comma in it, guys. So you're talking about, it is not, I don't even have to like imagine hard to see a, a legislature and a president that are unfriendly to guns being like, oh, well, it's just a tax. We're just level setting the tax for the economy. It's now 5 grand. So, oh, Keith exploded. And so that's my concern, and that's why we need the BBL to succeed in a way that prevents that from happening down the road. Keith just popped off the call for no reason, which is fine because we're at the end of the show anyways. It's been 30 minutes. I want to again go back to the top, say thank you to Gun Owners of America for being cool. I take back all that mean shit I said about you guys 20 years ago. You're cool now. Paul, welcome to the world of NFA items. I hope you like lighting money on fire because that's what it's all about. It's because what happens is you light the money on fire to buy the NFA item, and then it makes it easier to shoot and more fun to shoot. So you're like more money on fire shooting with the NFA item. And then you're like, this is so much fun. I need to go get more. And then the next thing you know, you have four SBRs sitting in your closet and you never shoot any of them, but it's fine.
It's
Still.
just money, right? Who cares?
Yeah, I can make more of it. All right, guys. Well, that is it for this week. We'll be back next week with an all new episode. Thank you everyone for listening. Make sure that if you are watching on YouTube, you give us a thumbs up. If you are listening on iTunes or Spotify, you go ahead and like, leave us a positive 5-star review. And oh, Keith's back. I'm gonna bring Keith back for the end of the show. Hang on, let's see if this works. Keith, you're back for the end of the show. Like
I'm
literally, I was
back.
doing the ending.
Back for the end of the show. My
Yeah.
roofing contractor called and I'm like, I will talk to you later. And that wasn't the wrong, it hit the wrong talk to you later button.
It'd be like that sometimes. But anyway, guys, again, if you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the show, or I guess not on YouTube, on whatever video service we're on. If you are
We're on
listening
Open Air
on.
Media right now. We're going to try and keep up YouTube until they kick us off. We'll get there. But Open Air Media now, and then all of your podcast listening locations.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, which is our number one source of listeners, or Spotify, which is a distant number two, go ahead and again and give us a 5-star review, share it with your friends. Those actually do help us. Apple Podcast is the one place where algorithms are not yet biased against gun content. So that is it for this week, guys. We will be back next week with an all new episode.